Chapter 3 Hari Om. May the Brahman protect us both. May it be pleased with us both. May we acquire strength together. May our knowledge grow bright. May we never have ill feeling between us. Om, peace, peace, peace. Bhrigu Varuni went to his father Varuna, saying, Sir, teach me Brahman. He told him this, Food, breath, the eye, the ear, mind, speech. Then he said again to him, That from whence these beings are born. That by which, when born, they live. That into which they enter at their death. Try to know that. That is Brahman. Bhrigu performed penance. Having performed penance, he perceived that food is Brahman. For from food, these beings are produced. By food, when born, they live. And into food, they enter at their death. Having perceived this, he went again to his father Varuna, saying, Sir, teach me Brahman. He said to him, Try to know Brahman by penance. For penance is the means of knowing Brahman. He performed penance. Having performed penance, he perceived that breath is Brahman. For from breath, these beings are born. By breath, when born, they live. Into breath, they enter at their death. Having perceived this, he went again to his father Varuna, saying, Sir, teach me Brahman. He said to him, Try to know Brahman by penance. For penance is the means of knowing Brahman. He performed penance. Having performed penance, he perceived that mind, manas, is Brahman. For from mind, these beings are born. By mind, when born, they live. Into mind, they enter at their death. Having perceived this, he went again to his father Varuna, saying, Sir, teach me Brahman. He said to him, Try to know Brahman by penance, for penance is the means of knowing Brahman. He performed penance. Having performed penance, he perceived that understanding, vijnana, was Brahman. For from understanding, these beings are born. By understanding, when born, they live. Into understanding, they enter at their death. Having perceived this, he went again to his father Varuna, saying, Sir, teach me Brahman. He said to him, Try to know Brahman by penance, for penance is the means of knowing Brahman. He performed penance. Having performed penance, he knew that bliss is Brahman. For from bliss, these beings are born. By bliss, when born, they live. Into bliss, they enter at their death. This is the knowledge of Bhrigu and Varuna. Exalted in the highest heaven in the heart. He who knows this becomes exalted, becomes rich in food and able to eat food healthy, becomes great by offspring, cattle, and the splendor of his knowledge of Brahman, great by fame. Let him never abuse food. That is the vow. Breath is food. The body eats the food. The body rests on breath. Breath rests on the body. This is the food resting on food. He who knows this food resting on food rests exalted, becomes rich in food and able to eat food healthy, becomes great by offspring, cattle, and the splendor of his knowledge of Brahman, great by fame. Let him never shun food. That is the vow. Water is food. The light eats the food. The light rests on water. Water rests on light. This is the food resting on food. He who knows this food resting on food rests exalted, becomes rich in food and able to eat food healthy, becomes great by offspring, cattle, and the splendor of his knowledge of Brahman, great by fame. Let him multiply food. That is the vow. Earth is food. Space eats the food. Space rests on earth. Earth rests on space. This is the food resting on food. He who knows this food resting on food rests exalted, becomes rich in food and able to eat food, healthy, becomes great by offspring, cattle, and the splendor of his knowledge of Brahman, great by fame. Let him never turn away a stranger from his house. That is the vow. Therefore, a man should surely acquire much food, for good people say to the stranger, "There is food ready for you." If he gives food amply, food is given to him amply. If he gives food fairly, food is given to him fairly. If he gives food meanly, food is given to him meanly. He who knows this, that is, recognizes and contemplates Brahman as possession in speech, as acquisition and possession in upbreathing, prana, and downbreathing, apana, as work in the hands, as movement in the feet, as voiding in the anus. These are the human recognitions of Brahman as manifested in human actions. Next follow the recognitions of Brahman with reference to the devas, that is, as satisfaction in rain, as power in lightning, as glory in cattle, as procreation, immortality, and bliss in the member, as everything in the space. Let him contemplate that Brahman as support, and he becomes supported. Let him contemplate that Brahman as greatness, and he becomes great. Let him contemplate that Brahman as mind, and he becomes endowed with mind. Let him contemplate that Brahman as adoration, and all desires fall down before him in adoration. Let him contemplate that Brahman as Brahman, and he will become possessed of Brahman. Let him contemplate this as the agency of destruction in Brahman, and the enemies who hate him will perish all around him, and all around him will fall the foes whom he does not love. He who is this Brahman in man, and he who is that Brahman in the sun, both are one. He who knows this, when he has departed from this world, after reaching and comprehending the Supreme Self, which consists of food, the Supreme Self, which consists of breath, the Supreme Self, which consists of mind, the Supreme Self, which consists of understanding, the Supreme Self, which consists of bliss, enters and takes possession of these worlds. And having as much food as he likes and assuming as many forms as he likes, he sits down singing this saman of Brahman. Havu, havu, havu. I am food, object. I am food, I am food. I am the eater of food, subject. I am the eater of food, I am the eater of food. I am the poet, I am the poet. I am the firstborn of the cosmic order, Rita. Before the devas, I was in the center of all that is immortal. He who gives me away, he alone preserves me. Him who eats food, I eat as food. I overcome the whole world. I am endowed with golden light. He who knows this attains all this. This is the Upanishad.